Every year, East Coast Radio hosts the East Coast Radio Business Breakfast. 2024, it is the Mancosa East Coast Radio Business Breakfast. And at this business breakfast, we have some of the best keynote speakers the continent has to offer, some of the most inspirational and some of the most ingenious speakers from across South Africa and sometimes across the globe. This year, we have Vusi Temba Kwayo, John Sane, Leanne Manas, and Miles Kubeka. An awesome lineup, and obviously we sold out really, really quickly. However, if you weren't able to get tickets to this year's Mancosa East Coast Radio Business Breakfast, here is a taste of each of our speakers. So excited to be chatting to you, even though you're in the car. I was hoping to do this face-to-face, but you're busy. You, Leanne Manas, you're busy.
Well, not quite, but I mean, yes, I am. And I'm running from one place to the next today. So this is perfect. And you're keeping me company while I drive.
Oh, I love it. So now you and I, we are both morning people. I have my hacks for how I became a morning person, because you'll remember I started off as a stand-up comedian, so very much a night person, and I had to make a concerted effort to become a morning person. What's your secret to thriving as a morning person?
There is no secret. I am paid to be a morning person. And that is the long and short of it, because I am not a morning person. I never have been, and honestly, I never will be. You know, there's those people that relish the mornings, that they wake up early and they catch that sunrise and the birds chirping and they're at their best. Yeah. I'm at my worst in the morning, but I can tell you, so when it becomes your career, then it's something that you get to wake up and quickly love very, very fast. So that's my secret. The moment someone pays you to be happy, you're happy.
I know, right? Those morning people. So you and I can talk about this. Those morning people, those like, hey, and you're like, what is wrong with you?
They're so annoying. I know. And I just want people to know I am not one of them. I'm not one of them. It sounds like neither are you. But, you know, normally my clock will go to what it wants to do, and that's go late. I'm a late owl, night owl, and that's what I love doing. I'm not even, you know, I want to sleep. I love sleep, and I just don't ever get enough of it. So, yeah, that's my story. So, that's what I've always said that the quickest excuse that I never came up with was when the producers of the morning show got hold of me, of Morning Live, and said, what are you doing at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
And I couldn't think fast enough. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? I was like, nothing. Why? And that was the end of that. 20 years later, I'm still waking up.
Oh, no. You see. And it's like, and you know, I know I'm a night, my default is night person, because during, when I'm on leave, when I'm taking a holiday or a creative break, I'll be up until 10, 11, midnight. And then, you'll wake up well after sunrise. That's my default. That's so we know. So that's so people must know we commit. So I will be here and I'll have a cup of coffee, and then I will go through my my content for the day. And often I will turn on that microphone and I am not happy at all. and people, and then there's a link or two, or basically about 30 seconds or so, you are faking it. I'm like, I am faking how excited I am about this, the sun is rising and this news is coming to you today, and this Katy Perry song is going to change your life, and I'm straight up faking that first minute.
Absolutely. That was your training as a comedian. That's exactly, you know, it got you there. I'm a drama, so I studied drama, you know, before I got into news. And you know how that's helped me? I promise you. Because every day, whether we like it or not, and it actually doesn't matter where you are in life or what career, there's a sense of having to act. Mm. You have to act.
Yeah.
You know, if we had to, remember that movie where, I think it was Jim Carrey, where he was never allowed to lie and he had to tell the truth all the time.
Lie.
And that's the, you think I'd get that name. Remember that?
I do.
Imagine if all of us were like that, and there wasn't a sense of acting somewhere along the line. So I'm grateful for my drama training. I think it's held me in very good stead.
100%. Brando explained that as well, how every single human being is like that. And in actual fact, I had some rather heated debates with the mother of my child about, hang on a second, deception is a tool that we as humans have to learn. So when your child practices it, you can't reprimand them too heavily, you know?
Exactly. I like that. I'm going to remember that. I am, absolutely.
Yeah, you can have it. Quid pro quo.
I have it. Exactly, exactly. I am so excited for next week. I am really, really looking forward to this.
Well, listen, you are East Coast Radio, or this is the Mancosa East Coast Radio Business Breakfast. It's sold out so quickly, and everyone is so excited to see you and Vusi Tembokwayo and John Sane and Miles Kubeka. And you're the last one I've picked up the phone and spoken to. They've all given me a breakdown of what they're going to talk about or where they're going to delve. So you, Leanne, what can we expect from you?
So I am firstly going to be very wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, because those speakers that you just mentioned for me are like right up there. And I'm taking on the responsibility, I've realized, as being the only female speaker. So this is going to be a very, very special occasion for me to stand up on that stage. Firstly, I have a very soft spot for East Coast Radio and of course, Mancosa as well. I'm so, so happy to be a part of it. I am bringing a very different feel. And I'm happy to announce that this is a brand new talk that I've actually developed. And a brand new arena that I'm touching on is that I have obviously been in my role of anchor and meeting so many people on Morning Live for 20 years now. Not a good 20 years, exactly 20 years. This is my 20th year as we sit in 2024. I've also done this amazing role of mine of being a UNHCR Goodwill Ambassador. And how I'm mixing this up is I am wanting to find out what it takes to be a good leader, what it takes to go against the odds and still make a success of yourself, even in one of the hardest, toughest environments, even in one of the hardest, toughest times that I think many of us as South Africans are going through. How do we look through that and see the light? And that's a very small glimpse. So I'm going to talk you through people that I've met in my tours, people that are not your usual leaders that you think of, but people that are everyday people that are living the hardest lives, and yet they've succeeded, they are happy, and they have found something in them that's making them survive. And it is such simple lessons that all of us kind of need to be reminded of, and we tend to forget. So that, in a very small nutshell, is what I'm coming up with. So it's a very, very human, very real, and a very emotive talk. I think we're going to get some emotions out of people here that are going to look at their lives and say, hang on, what are you doing? Let's pull ourselves together and make this happen. Because if they can, we can. And that's that little bit of advice that I'm hoping I'll impart onto people.
20 years in the game, and you've interviewed the likes of Nelson Mandela and Oprah Winfrey. You've done it. You've got, and I like the idea that you... that you'll also, you know, super focus on just your everyman leader.
That for me is what's so important. As much as, you know, you meet these unbelievable leaders, not all of us are destined to be that. Mm. Not all of us are destined to be a Nelson Mandela or destined to be a Barack Obama or Oprah Winfrey. Mm. But every one of us in our daily lives have got our roles to play. Whether you are the CEO, the MD, a leader, or a normal individual, every single one of us has got a role to play in this life and in our lives, and to leave something meaningful behind. And I think that we tend to forget that. We tend to look at people and admire them from a distance, but those people are just like us. And if you look at normal individuals that are in completely different situations to you, and you see how they get by, it's inspiring. For me, it has been, I've waited a very long time to learn these lessons, and I am so glad that I've collated them and I'm able to pass them on to others, because not many people get the opportunity to go and meet these people that have nothing and are yet achieving everything. And it's nice to bring those stories and hopefully inspire something inside of the people that are there in that room listening to this and realizing, you know, there's one thing to collate numbers and look at businesses and grow the bottom line and all of that kind of stuff, but there's a person behind that. And at the end of the day, that person goes home to their families, they're going through their own struggles, they are doubting themselves all the time. How do we adjust our minds to achieve what we can and what we've been put here to do? And that's, you know, it's a lovely lesson, and I'm hoping people walk away with that.